8:56 and 45 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And we're looking at the grain markets just a little bit mixed this morning. Export bookings came out at 7:30, and they were really good for wheat. Now, when's the last time we could have said that? There had been rumors that of buys of wheat at the end of last week, and it looks like those came to fruition. On the corn side of things, we're just really struggling. We're fractionally mixed this morning, not much going on there. Export bookings were on the light side at 15.5 million bushel old crop and 200,000 bushel of new crop, so nobody was too excited about that, but I noticed that Mexico, again, has been the featured buyer the last couple of weeks, so that's a good sign. Right now, we see December corn futures at 363 and three quarters. That's up a half. March at 375 and three quarters is unchanged. New crop December, 397 and a half is down a quarter cent. On the bean side of things, we see some higher prices here. That market's really been on a roller coaster all week. I noticed that palm oil prices did see a downside breakout overnight trade. There seems to be lots of switching between destinations from buyers of beans and where they're actually ended up being shipped. We saw that China's buys have now been shifted to some other destinations, primarily to South Korea. Right now, the November bean futures are 3 cents higher at 942, while the January at 842. January's at 855 and a half, or up 3 3/4. New crop November 907 and a half is up 3 3/4. Meal prices, again, fractionally mixed. We see the December unchanged at 306.40. On the wheat side of things, again, good export bookings. We will get some of this export business. I noticed that the U.S. dollar is lower this morning, and that primarily came on a surge in the euro trade. Wheat futures, the nearby December at 506 and three quarters, that's up 6 1/4 cents. July at 539 is up a nickel. Those were the soft red winter wheat, Chicago wheat. KC wheat, December 499 and a half, up 6 1/4. July 544 and a half, up a nickel. On the outside markets, looking at live cattle futures, which had a surge yesterday, we're just about unchanged with the December at 116.92. That's down 2. Keep in mind that October went off the board with a little gap between it and December. Feeder cattle futures, just a hair higher. November feeders, 153.70, up 22. January's at 150.60, up 47 cents. On the hog side of things, we retested that $60 area on the nearby December yesterday and failed. We're December trading right now at 57.62. That's down 82 cents. On the outside markets, we see the crude oil has continued to back down a little bit, 65.15 on the nearby December. That's 17 cents lower. The metals market has seen a rebound after several days downside. Keep in mind that this dollar has really smoked, and we made 18-month highs in the dollar. We are down this morning 63 cents, however, which is kind of a friendly sign for a building idea of exports. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We heard that update on WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 45 degrees at 9:01.